Mama. Welcome to the Work at Home Boss Mama podcast. I'm your host, Sabre Gilbert, self-made mompreneur and virtual assistant. I can't wait to answer your questions and get you going on your journey to becoming a work at home boss mama. Let's get started. Hey, Mama. So I don't know about you, but I know when I get into the office, it's usually in between doing something with my kids. And I am on a strict time limit. Basically, right now, the way that I have my work schedule is that I actually only work about 3 days a week right now. And that time is literally like Mondays, as soon as my husband gets home from taking our oldest daughter to gymnastics. I head straight into the office, I get down to work, and I work for basically until I get tired, which these days is pretty early, especially chasing two kids around. I know I've just got a ton less energy, so that usually ends up only being about 2 to 3 hours that I can really get into the office, and I'm also eating during this time because either I made dinner or my husband makes dinner. Luckily, he's taking care of the kids completely during this time while I'm working and just worrying about literally feeding myself. This is also then our habit on Thursdays as well. And Fridays is my only really big working day where I get in the morning and work until, it's supposed to be until early afternoon, and then we do something fun in the afternoon. But lately it's been through the afternoon as well because that's just the way it's worked out. I fell a little bit behind last month doing some, we went and saw family and everything, and that put me super behind. So basically, Fridays this month are taking up the time I missed last month, which is kind of no fun, but it's what I got and it's what I gotta do right now. So with having strict time limits on when I can do things, I found a few methods to make sure that I'm organized and can know exactly what I'm doing, and there's no hemming and hawing over priorities or even figuring out what needs done today. I can literally just sit down and get whatever I need done as soon as possible and as quickly as possible. So one of my huge things that I look at every single day, even when I'm not necessarily in the office, but I have my Asana app on my iPad as well, or on my phone, so I can check it even if I'm not technically working from my computer that day. And I have everything that I need to do for my business, for my client's business. Heck, I even have a ton of stuff for my house and home and family all in Asana, so I can see due dates and just know the absolute limit that things need to be done by. I've also started really utilizing Google Calendar a lot, like literally just scheduling when I should be doing almost every little thing. So when I work on a client's social media, I try to do it on kind of on a rhythmic basis. I'm getting to where it is completely prioritized that I do it on one day every week, and then their Pinterest on another day, and maybe that turns into every other week instead of every week, and just kind of doing things in that kind of a rhythmic pattern so I know when it has been done last and when I need to worry about it again in the future without just sitting down and being like, oh my gosh, I have to do all the things today. On top of knowing what I need to get done, I also have had to figure out what helps me be able to instantly switch my brain from mom mode to work mode. So different things that I do with that is I do usually give myself a timer of about like 5 minutes to get on my phone and just kind of like decompress from sometimes stressful mom work. I've got a toddler and a preschooler right now, and they have learned what fighting is, and they do it constantly, and there's lots of hitting and all that stuff. So sometimes I just need to relax from that and take a moment. I make sure to get my favorite drinks, usually something with caffeine in it, and I make sure to have water too while I'm sitting at my desk. Sometimes that means remembering to quickly grab some food because I realize I am starving because maybe I forgot to eat in the craziness of making sure that my kids were fed and had their juice or water. And then usually as soon as breakfast or lunchtime is done, we're honestly hitting the bathtub multiple times a day because my toddler just has no idea how to keep clean. And as soon as she's done eating, food goes immediately into her hair. And there's just no stopping it. And if she even sees a washcloth, she will scream at you. So a bathtub with lots of dumping water works so much better than trying to clean her off in any other way. But yeah, so then just switching from that kind of stress to working and just making sure that I am not constantly thinking more about mommy stuff and switching to work. I also have a candle that I absolutely love and will light as soon. I don't actually really have candles around the house because once again, little kids currently, there's usually items flying. I also have two dogs and a cat, and honestly, flames anywhere outside the office would just be a huge menace and probably dangerous for my home, to be honest. So I keep my candle in my office, and I enjoy something about fire has always made me more productive. So lighting that candle right away, I kind of just have a rhythm in which I like switch everything on. And that really, really helps, especially when I have a tight time frame to have to do it. It just helps instantly click things into place in my brain. I also utilize a planner, and if there's something that's out of the norm that I plan on prioritizing that day, it goes immediately into the planner. There's highlighters, there's stickers, like I use the whole nine yards to make sure that it sticks out. Sometimes even then putting a post-it note on my computer so that I remember that something is different that day helps so much too. So having a rhythm to switch onto all these things helps me so much when I have minimal time to get them done and just need to switch over as quickly as possible. So that would definitely be your homework for this week, is finding yourself a way to get organized that will help you know immediately what you need to do. If you do not already have Asana, I highly recommend checking that out as a nice little digital checklist that also has unicorns that fly across the screen as you're getting things done, which, you know, who doesn't want someone to celebrate them as they're actually getting things accomplished? And if you don't have your own little I'm going to work routine, I would definitely find one, because switching over from mom mode to work mode when you're actively working inside your house and not even that far away from your kids can be really difficult sometimes. So find yourself a little routine. I enjoy that mine has a little bit of self-care in it too, that I make sure that my needs are taken care of before I start worrying about another set of somebody else's needs. So if there's anything that maybe distracts you in the middle of your work time, like your stomach growling, or maybe you realize you're thirsty, adding that into your switchover routine is what is really going to make a huge difference for you. And I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to share your progress and tag the Work at Home Boss Mama on Instagram so that I can cheer you on. Make sure to never miss a single episode by hitting subscribe below.